You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
This is Mike Evans, and you're listening to Roster Watch.
Ladies and gentlemen, citizens of the universe, this is Roster Watch. My name is Alex Dunlap. I'm joined by Cody Carpentier. Cody, it's a big day. We have the new scoring distribution tool for wide receivers up on the website. We're going to talk about some of the most dependable wide receivers in 2025 fantasy football leagues. Also some news and notes from around the league, but I am in the process of updating the PPR cheat sheet, the ultimate draft cheat sheet, the magical, mystical, mythical three-step cheat sheet, the original three-step cheat sheet invented by rosterwatch.com to version 1.2. We'll have the half PPR and standard that Cody sort of oversees and QCs, and the super flex cheat sheet that I also run and test. And we'll have those up, you know, coming weeks, but we always start out with the PPR sheet. By the time we get to August and draft season in earnest, this thing will have been tested, Cody, what do you think, 50,000 times?
Thousands and thousands.
I mean, maybe even more than that. I've been running a bunch of tests. I figured we'd just start out, Cody. Like, I just want to show you how this thing's running right now. I'll open up the mock draft simulator if you want to change the format of the screen here, and we will read out the picks from this for our viewers or for our listeners on the podcast form. So let's see here. We have so this one, where is it have us picking? So this is
104.
Okay. So, and as always, man, the mock draft simulator here always kind of goes odd from the start, but it, you know, this one, Bijan went at the 101, Malik Nabers at the 102, Jamar Chase at the 103. The cheat sheet's giving us a choice here between Justin Jefferson and Saquon Barkley. I'm going to take I'm going to take Justin Jefferson at the 104 here. And see, this is consistently happening where we can get Christian McCaffrey falling. And I think that this is mainly due to the Fantasy Pros Draft Simulator not pulling as much from the FFPC, from Yahoo, from ESPN, right? Because as we pulled together those ADPs, and Yahoo, Cody, actually just did an update to their season-long ADPs yesterday. So those are starting to look better now. I'm in the process of adding those into our collective ADP sheets.
They're not AI generated, are they?
we can't get into that. But I don't think that we're going to be able to get Christian McCaffrey here when redraft season starts, especially, Cody, with the news that's coming out of San Francisco that, like, he's one of the San Francisco 49ers starters that's actually out there running with the first team and team drills at mandatory mini camps, which tells me if you're going to be careful with anybody, wear kid gloves with anybody, it's going to be McCaffrey, and they're not doing it. He's coming into the season fully healthy. And if I can get that in the second round here, that's a lock and a smash for me. The cheat sheet says that this is a maniacal value. So 209 here, we take Christian McCaffrey. We start out this draft with Justin Jefferson, Christian McCaffrey. And then what I love getting here in the third round is to get Tyreek Hill. So we start this draft out, Christian McCaffrey, Justin Jefferson, Tyreek Hill. These would have been basically the three of the top four picks of the draft last season. All right, here we go. So now the cheat sheet gives us a choice between Joe Mixon and DK Metcalf. I personally would rather take DK Metcalf right here. I'm a little bit worried about Joe Mixon, but for in the fourth round, Joe Mixon seems good to me, and I want to keep this balanced. I'm going to take Mixon.
You don't want?
I know the way that the sheets work.
Hurts is there too.
I know that. Yeah, Hurts is there. Dude, I know the way that the sheets work in Cody, and I think we're going to be able to get wide receivers later, and I think we can just wait on getting like a Bo Nix or something. I want to see how a team turns out going like that.
Okay, I'll trust the process.
Okay, but you would have the choice here between Mixon, Metcalf, or Hurts, and they're all good choices at the 409, but I'm going to go Mixon. Okay, we don't have a choice here. We'll take our wide receiver three. It's telling us to take Tet McMillan. Do you like Tet McMillan at the 504? Does that seem about right?
We've talked about Tet McMillan a lot. I love Tet McMillan. I was drafted on Flex 4 over on Fast Draft, and I have 40 drafts done there, Alex. And Tet McMillan is my most owned player in 2025 season leagues at this point, 56%. So I love me some Tet.
Do you know who my most owned on Fast Draft is right now? I've not done 40. I think I've done 20. I've done two turbo orders of 10.
What position?
It's a wide receiver.
Rashee Rice.
No, he's up there, but it's JSN.
Ooh.
So it's look, and the last 10 Fast Draft orders that I did, it's just part of the testing that I'm doing here on the cheat sheet, right? And so it looks like we might be a lot higher on JSN in the cheat sheet than consensus, and something to take into consideration, especially when we look at this scoring distribution tool. He shows up real weak on this tool, but of course that comes with nuance that we're going to explain. Anyway, we'll take Tevin Millen here at the 504. At the 609, it doesn't give us a choice. No choice. We just take George Pickens. So it looks like we've started out with two running backs and now four wide receivers. This draft is one quarterback, two running back, two wide receivers, one tight end, two flex, one kicker, one defense, six bench spots, PPR. So I love having George Pickens as my wide receiver four here. Hopefully the cheat sheet brings us back to running back, and it does. Oh. So this, at the 704, we take Travion Henderson as our running back three in PPR. Feels like a
– What's the ADP difference on Henderson and Caleb? Do you know?
Let me pull up the sheet here. So ADP – Henderson. So his ADP right now on FFPC is 56. On ESPN, it's 83. On Underdog, it's 64. And his ECR on Fantasy Pros is 69. His ADP on the Fantasy Pros Draft Wizard that we're drafting on right now is 51. So that's an average of like 64.6 across all those. Whereas Caleb Johnson, his FFPC is 66. His ESPN is 80. His Underdog is 76. On the Draft Wizard, he's going off at 64. And his ECR on Fantasy Pros is 94. So he's going off around 78 right now. So we're looking at number 78 versus number 64.
And Amarian Hampton is 20.
Way up.
Yeah, way higher. And so we got them all kind of in the same territory. That's why I asked the question, because I think they're all good, sound 2025 players, but it's interesting where the values are sitting.
Here's where this becomes interesting here, Cody, with some more news and notes coming in. Debo Samuel, we all saw the videos of him from camp. There is definitely a fat Debo sentiment coming on again. I think Debo Samuel is a guy that they wanted in free agency. I don't know, man. It feels like to me that I think that Jaden Daniels is the tide that lifts all boats. And I keep saying it and saying it and saying it. I think that Debo's going to have a good year. And I think just here we're looking at talking about close to the 8-9 turn. What are your thoughts on Debo? I'm not sure I love this pick here. Do we need to do something about him? Do we need to get him closer to, I don't know. Should he be far? I mean, he's basically back-to-back with Cooper Kupp. Do you like Cooper Kupp better than Debo?
We're in the eighth round, right?
Yeah, end of the eighth.
I think I like the spot for Debo.
I think it's fine.
Washington's interesting. I know Brian Robinson's right there. He's not an option for us on the cheat sheet. He's a little bit further down. He could potentially be there the turn here, the ninth. I it'll be interesting, man. We saw Austin Eckler have a little bit of spite a couple of years ago, going West Coast to East Coast and getting a little bit of more juice in a different offense. I think we could see a little bit more juice from Debo. I don't know. I like him. I actually think both Robinson and Samuel in general are interesting.
All right. Well, the cheat sheet says take Debo, so I'm gonna trust it. We'll see what comes up here in the ninth. All right. Look, I don't love Javonte Williams, but at the 904, I think it makes sense, especially because if I know the cheat sheet, we're gonna also get Jaden Blue. And so basically that's gonna give us Dallas running back because we know that Miles Sanders is not going to be it, right? So we'll take Javonte here at the 904. And then with our next pick, we actually have a choice between Jaden Blue, Matthew Golden, and Kyler. And I think I can take Kyler. Is it too risky to take Kyler and hope Jaden Blue falls? Because we need to have Jaden Blue and Javonte.
So yeah, that's Blue's ADP right now. Consensus is 131. The Wizard has him at 114. Kyler's is 124 82 on the Wizard. Blue is, what did he just go? 132. I think Blue will fall.
Okay, so we'll take Kyler here. Dude, this team's looking like, let's just hope he falls. Yes. All right. So we took Kyler Murray. Jaden Blue falls to the 1104. That's a lock. So lock in Dallas running backs. Okay, so now we don't.
Hey, did you see the Tucker Kraft comments yesterday?
What?
I think it came from Jordan Love.
What he basically said?
He basically just said, like, yo, we want to get the ball. We try every time we go out there in offense, we try to get the ball to Tucker. We're gonna make opportunities for Tucker. We gotta allow him to make plays. It was just basically insinuating that Tucker Kraft was like the guy on offense.
Well, let's take Tucker Kraft. Because I'll bet you Justin Fields will fall. We'll take Justin Fields as a nuclear backup here to Kyler Murray. And then we'll take our guy Jarquez Hunter with the last pick. So here's this team. At quarterback, it's Kyler Murray and Justin Fields. This is not a 12-team league. This is a 10-team. This is not a 10-team league. This is a 12-team league. So no smoke and mirrors here. This team is sick, dude. Kyler and Justin Fields, the running backs, are Christian McCaffrey, Joe Mixon, Travion Henderson, Javonte Williams, Jaden Blue, and Jarquez Hunter. The wide receivers are Justin Jefferson, Tyreek Hill, Ted Roy McMillan, George Pickens, Debo Samuel, and the tight end is Ted Roy McMillan. You think they're going to give us a good grade on this one? It hasn't been giving me great grades on stuff that I think is awesome. But
I think this is going to be – this is my first guess of 2025. I'm going to go 91.
Okay, well, let's auto-draft a kicker in defense and see what Fantasy Pros gives us here.
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line, now 20% lower. Family plans, also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. We carry the largest in-stock selection of Hunter ceiling fans. They provide consistent comfort all year round and also help reduce energy costs. Right now, save big on Hunter ceiling fans when you shop at Menards. View our entire selection of Hunter ceiling fans today on Menards.com. Plus, our weekly flyer with plenty more great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
90, second wow. Best one. See, look at that face that Derek Brown's giving us. He gave us a 97. Pat Fitzmaurice a 92. This dude Joe Pisapia that always hates the drafts gives us an 89. So that's the ultimate draft cheat sheet. It's running really well right now. I think I'm just getting ready to upload this thing. I'm going to do some more of these simulations today and put in another fast draft order today just to check it out because there is the stuff going on with JSN. which kind of brings, do you know the other guy that I'm getting a whole ton of, and people were asking me about it on our message board or one of the other ones, but about Malik Nabers. We have him as wide receiver 4, and they're like, don't you worry about the quarterback situation and stuff? And Cody, when I look at the bust in Monster School, he's in PPR, he's basically the, if you just want a guy that's not going to bust on you and not going to get you less than 10 fantasy points in PPR, one of those league losing weeks. If you look at him last year and just look at everybody else, what the tool does is basically for PPR, it tells you, okay, what percentage of time over the last two seasons, unless you're a rookie and it's only over the last season, or unless you're like Calvin Ridley, where you're you've been on a new team for only one season, right? What percentage of the time you go less than 10 points and what percentage of the time you go over 25 points? So it's called busts and monsters because the percentage of time that you bust, the percentage of the time that you have a league winning or a week winning type of performance for your fantasy football team. And so his over the last year, his bust percentage is the best of anybody in fantasy. It just 6.66% of the time did Malik Nabers bust. Whenever I talked about JSN, I'm curious for you, because if you look at this thing, another guy that we're really high on is JSN, and we love him, but man, he shows up really, really small in this sheet. And I think that's where we have to bake in the nuance of like, look, this is a guy who, you know, he's sandwiched around dudes who go for, you know, monster games. Like T Higgins is behind him, and he goes for a monster game almost 21% of the time, right? Ladd McConkey in only one season went for one 18% of the time. Tyreek Hill over the last two seasons, who's going after, not after JSN for us, but after JSN as far as ADP, 33% of the time he goes for over 25. I mean, Jaxon Smith-Njigba does it 2.94% of the time. Now, what that takes into account is his rookie season, where he's totally misused. And coming into year two, we saw that down the stretch, what it was that happened. And we also saw the fact that they say, all right, well, we don't need Lockett or DK Metcalf or any of these guys anymore. They bring in Cooper Kupp. But do you worry that just when you look at this distribution tool, does it worry you a little bit about JSN? Having him up I think we have him at wide receiver 12.
No, because there's historical precedent for players, and people may say you're cherry picking data here, but you can go back and look historically at the Busted Monsters tool from one year to the next. And if the quarterback situation changes or more opportunity becomes about, it can completely reverse. Like you said, 2.94% monsters last year for Jaxon Smith-Njigba, 47% bust, right, in PPR. Terry McLaurin.
Over the last two.
Okay, so Terry McLaurin. Over the last 2 years.
Yep.
Terry McLaurin, a year ago when we did this, he had a 2.49% monsters, 35% bust, which the 35% is not high. It's actually a pretty modest number. And he completely flipped everything on his head this past year, had a big breakout with a new quarterback in Jaden Daniels. You go back to 2022, Brandon Ayuk was coming off of an 800-yard season, 1,000-yard season, or 700-yard season, 800-yard season in San Francisco 49ers. Quarterback change happens. His numbers coming into that year, 0% monsters, 41% busts. Like, there's other players in this category that have failed, but – not all of them have been first-round picks like Ayuk, McLaurin, and JSN. And the quarterback is changing in Seattle, and they've pretty clearly told us that Jackson.
Have I forgotten that Terry McLaurin was a first-round pick?
Terry McLaurin was a first-round pick.
He was, okay.
Am I wrong?
I guess I just must have forgotten it.
No, he was not. I'm wrong. I lied. He was an Ohio State guy. He's a third-round pick.
Okay.
How come I thought he was a –
don't know.
Olave was.
It doesn't matter. I was like, God, there's all kinds of stuff that I kind of forget all the time. So I was just figured that was just one of those things.
That's what happens when you do a show every single day. You talk to you guys every single day. Some things regurgitate wrong. Anyway, he was a speedster from Ohio State. Point being, pretty consistent but not a breakout for McLaurin until this last year with the new quarterback in Jaden Daniels. Same goes for Brandon Ayuk, who was a first-round pick in San Francisco. The Purdy thing, the Shanahan stuff kind of elevated him after he got out of the doghouse. He's had 1,300-yard season, 1,100-yard season. And what they told us in Seattle so far this offseason with the departure of almost everybody and bringing in Darnold and then bringing in a Cooper Kupp who's pretty washed and an MVS. Like, this is Jaxon Smith-Njigba's passing game. And I can look past some of these numbers because historically we've at least seen players with similar situations kind of bust through. You can even look at Drake London from last year's numbers. Drake London, 3% monsters, 51% busts. And now a year later, we're talking about Drake London as a guy that could potentially be top five, six in the sport this year.
Yeah. One guy that I thought was interesting, a guy that you actually brought up as well, Courtland Sutton, going off right now, like back end sort of let's see, what is his actual ADP? It's listed here, but I wanted to look in. So Sutton right now is going on FFPC 59, ESPN 61, Underdog 47. His expert consensus is 45. On the Draft Wizard, as far as the mock draft ADP going at 57. So basically 51 overall right now. So we're talking early fifth round pick. And if you look at it over the course of the last two, and now that does take into account one season of being in relative quarterback, purgatory, only a 3.03% monster rate, but 21.21% bust rate, which is what, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 best. And everybody going in front of him is guys, it's his neighbors, Amon-Ra St. Brown, CeeDee Lamb, Justin Jefferson, Puka, Nico Collins, Tyreek Hill, Courtland Sutton. It's like, which one of these ADP wise is not like the others as far as dependability, right? Do you think Sutton, what do you think, man? Is Sutton somebody, you and I had the discussion about Pat Bryant before we even came on the show and how I had removed him from the PPR cheat sheet for version 1.2. You said that's probably a bad idea. How you see the interplay there with those guys, Bo Nix coming into year two? You were saying that Pat Bryant shouldn't be off the cheat sheet because there's just nobody else there. If that's the case, it probably means we should be maybe a little bit higher on Sutton. It feels like I'm not getting that much exposure to him through any of the methods by which I'm testing the cheat sheet right now.
It's interesting. You look at Courtland Sutton and you look at obviously the ADP where he's going off and you look at like some of the names. If you look at the last 5 years of these Bust and Monsters distribution tools on RosterWatch, you just go back, look at 24, 23, 22, and the names that consistently pop up that kind of look similar to what Sutton has, which he doesn't have a lot of monster performances, but he does not have a lot of bust performances either. He's just a really good median player that gets to the finish line and he's undervalued. Names like Chris Godwin, Chris Olave, Keenan Allen. You go back a couple of years ago. Same coach, similar role, Michael Thomas. You go back to that 2023 chart. 2023 chart, Michael Thomas, 0% monsters, 33% busts in 2020 and 2021. So, or 2022, sorry, 2021, 2022. So, there's names out there that get you to the finish line, get you consistent. 15 to 20 point games. And it's not always about the Tyreek Hill, the neighbors, the chase, the mega 35 point games. Yes, those are awesome. But when you're trying to find values in those middle rounds of guys that people are like, man, I just don't want to draft Courtland Sutton. Man, I just don't want to every year it feels like nobody wants to draft Chris Godwin. Nobody wants to draft some of these guys. And it shows value there. I think Courtland Sutton is one that, I've been very much a roller coaster on Courtland Sutton throughout his entire career. Years I like him, years I don't, years I do, years I don't. I just felt like this year was going to be year I didn't. And then over the course of the last probably month, I've really come around on Courtland Sutton.
Guys who kind of, and this will be my final thought, Cody, I'll let you take it out with one final thought, one final player, but guys who I look at this sheet and I think to myself, that player has a much better scoring profile as far as his scoring distribution than I would have imagined. One of them is Jordan Addison, who's going off as a back end wide receiver 3 right now. PPR monsters 12% of the time, busts 39% of the time. you know, when you consider that he's, you just look at everybody he's going around, and the those numbers really stick out, right? Somebody else who sticks out here to me, at least in a way that he, Jacoby Myers doesn't bust in PPR. It's just compared to everybody where he's going, it's he's going around guys that bust at 60% of the time, 47% of the time, 44, 46, and then Jacoby Myers here at 32.36, then down to guys like 51.61%, right? And then the gross ones. Do you know who shows up well on this thing every year, Cody, and it always gets discounted because every year we think he's too old, is Adam Thielen.
Yep.
It's Larry just every year. In PPR, we just like every year we think he's too old. And look, there's some of that this year with Tyreek Hill. There's some of this stuff this year with Mike Evans to where you look at the sheet, you're like, dude, they pop off. But what's being baked in with those guys is people concerned about the age cliff. I tend to be, as we've discussed ad nauseum here, I tend to be more concerned with the age cliff with Mike Evans, with the way that he plays in his style, than I do with Tyreek Hill. But those are some of my general thoughts. Cody, any one player stick out to you? Your final thought here as we talk about the most dependable wide receivers and what we think about their scoring distribution profiles.
Yeah, there's one guy that does stick out, and it's a guy that and it's an old guy. So what you're talking about does qualify here. It's a guy that if you look at the last four cycles through doing the Bust and Monster distribution tool, this guy's got an 18% monster rate, where'd the zone go? 18, 20%, 22%. And in 2024, his number was 26%. So his monster rate actually went up. It's trended up over the last couple of years. His bust rate over the course of the last 4 years has went from 29% to 28% to 31% to this year, 26%. Downward trend. Less busts, more monsters is a trend for an old aging receiver that finished as wide receiver 10 in points per game last year, averaging 17.2 fantasy points per game. His most since 2019, which if you go back to the 2021 tool, that's counting 2019 and 2020. That's 5 years in a trend where a guy that's in his 30s should be going backwards. He's actually ascending, and there's injuries in his wide receiver room, and a lot of people are out on this guy. And you mentioned him. It's the almighty Mike Evans.